Thank you, ladies, for singing that beautiful song. Good evening, everyone. It's good to see you this evening. Can I wish you a very happy and peaceful Christmas? I want to refer a couple of times to a verse that Kathy read in her reading when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. And he said this, "For they shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." I love Christmas. I love the sense of celebration. I love the times of coming together. I love the Christmas message. I love the giving and I love the receiving. Most people, I say most people, like to hear good news. And we can get so disillusioned when we're bombarded with bad news. And currently, there is so much bad news going around different societies. The political uncertainty in many of the nations, indeed, right across the whole of the continents. Environments are being challenged. There are wars, uprisings, chaos, confusion. There's so much unrest. And in the last few days, we've heard of distressing stories. A father stabbed a man outside a nightclub in a revenge attack whilst his daughter watched and smiled. A boy of 12 arrested after a man shot dead during an argument. Two men in Aberdeen arrested after a stabbing attack. We saw what happened in Germany just a few days ago. And even in Guernsey, in the evening press on Friday, two reports of assault in two separate instances. There is bad news everywhere. There is a tsunami of bad news flooding our societies. But we want good news. The world needs good news. But the good news is that we have good news. And Christmas is all about that good news. It's wonderful. But the good news must be accepted into our individual lives if it has an effect. It has to be received. And God's love and God's care for us is so wonderful that God came to earth himself in human form. And really, our human minds can't really fully understand that statement. Again, let me read from Matthew 1 and 21. "And they shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." In living, Jesus was the most perfect example given to mankind, that he went to the cross to pay the debt for our wrongdoing is good news. The fact that he went into the tomb, he was buried, 3 days later, he rose. That is good news. It's terrific news. And because of what Jesus has done for all people of all nations, every race, every color, every social standing that you can imagine, we have the opportunity to be forgiven, saved, and brought into a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Not only that, but we have a hope, an assurance of a place in heaven. That's the news. That's good news. The Bible calls it the gospel good news. The message that the angel had to Joseph has continued down through history, through the generations, even through the generations to this point in time. This good news is in St. Saviour's this evening. This good news is in this chapel building right now. It's quite possible that people all over Guernsey are super intelligent, but are not in the right place spiritually. People know what the Bible says, but are unwilling to respond themselves to this wonderful good news. In the reading that Audrey shared with us, we were told that wise men, or the Magi, brought gifts to Jesus. In my translation, it's gold and frankincense and myrrh. Do you know what? Wise men and wise women are still seeking Jesus today. In Matthew 2 and 11, it says this: "And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him of gold and frankincense and myrrh." One Saturday afternoon, a father had the responsibility of looking after his children while his wife went Christmas shopping. And he was dozing in the lounge. He had one eye on the football. And one of his daughters came rushing in. She said, "Daddy, Daddy, we've made a play. Do you want to see our play?" Well, he wasn't that enthusiastic, but he went through into the living room and he quickly realized that it was a Christmas play. And at the foot of the piano, there was a flashlight. And it was turned on, it was shining, and it was wrapped in some cleaning cloths and lying in a shoebox. Then Leo, age 6, he came in wearing Dad's bathrobe, and he was carrying a mop handle. And he was followed by Poppy, age 10, who declared, "I'm Mary, and this is Joseph." Then Summer, age 4, entered with pillowcases over her arms, was waving around, and she declared, "I'm an angel." And finally, in came Brooke, age 8, riding on a camel. Well, at least she moved as if she was riding on a camel, because she was in her mother's high heels. And she was adorned with all the jewelry she could find in the home. And she was carrying a pillow on which there were 3 Christmas presents. And she went over and she bowed before Mary and Joseph and the light and pronounced in a very loud voice, "I am all of the wise men this evening, and I bring gifts of gold, circumstance, and mud." And that was it. The play was over. The father did not smile. He did not correct Brooke. Rather, he felt quite tearful because he realized how near to the truth Brooke had come. She had mixed up the words, but she had captured the core message of Christmas. Friends, Jesus wants us to bring to him everything that is important in our lives. He invites us to bring our gold to him, all the good things in our lives, all our successes, our pleasures, those beautiful relationships. He invites us to bring our circumstances, the good ones and the not so good ones, our trials, our challenges, our disappointments, those things that concern us, whether for ourselves or for our loved ones. And he waits to give us our mud back to him, the dirt, the mess that we have accumulated. And he wants to correct those things that we get wrong, the offending things we say, the poor attitudes and the actions when we upset one another so quickly. But the wonderful thing is that God is very forgiving and he's very gracious, even in these days. And he is still drawing people to himself. What do I mean by that? I mean that people are becoming Christians, born again by the Spirit of God. You know, even tonight, the Christian birth rate is outstripping the natural birth rate. There are more people becoming Christians than being born naturally. That's great. But many don't understand what being a Christian is. And some might say tonight, what is a Christian? How do I become a Christian? I thought I was a Christian. In simple terms, a Christian is a follower of Christ. And there are three words or actions that that person follows through and sincerely means. Things that we have to say, things we have to do. And the words are thank you, sorry, and please. We say thank you to Jesus for coming into this world, living a life as an example to the world and dying on the cross. And when he died, he was our substitute. We do wrong things, and wrong things need to be punished. But Jesus took our punishment. We need to say sorry for the wrong things that we do in our lives and ask for God's forgiveness. And we invite Jesus into our lives that he would take control of what we do. Instead of doing things our way, we do things the way that God wants us to go. And that word is please. Please, Jesus, come into my life and take control. Maybe there are those here this evening who have never really thought about what it means to be right with God. Maybe tonight is the night where you give serious consideration to your relationship with God. It says in the Bible that there is much celebration by the angels when someone comes to Christ. Maybe in this chapel tonight there will be cause of angels rejoicing. The good news for Christians and the world at this Christmas time is that a Saviour has been born. For they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the Christmas story is all about good news. It has spanned the generations. The words of the angel to Joseph all those centuries ago are still life-changing and very relevant to the days in which we live. The fact that Jesus will save his people from their sin. And we thank you, Father, that in Christ we have the opportunity of being right with you and having hope of eternal life in heaven. You are so loving, you are so patient. We pray, Father, that as we go through this Christmas season, that the true message of Christmas will have an impact on our individual lives. We thank you for the good news. We thank you for the Christmas story. In Jesus' name, amen.